the book Hebrews, part 295. I'm Professor Hannes Rezenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860, the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever find, that you will ever lay your hands on, comes from the ancient original Hebrew sacred names, the original Torah. The names that Abraham, Isaac and Jacob knew, that Yahweh declared and unveiled unto them. Hallelujah. Which was made corrupt by the Bible translations in the 16th century. Should you require any information about this Bible, I have a couple available. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very welcome. Hallelujah. New people, you're always welcome. I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our English TikToks. Please send this link to your friends and family, to everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Every morning is a phenomenal blessing. Father just pours out the Ruach upon us, each and every one of us. When I'm referring to yesterday's morning's message, Hebrews 11 verse 19, it also reminds me in the way that Father Yahweh has raised up Yahushua from the dead. There was not a way that he would have left him in the realm of death. He raised him. Now, it happens that there was other people that was also raised from the dead in the ministry of Yahushua. If I think about Jairus' daughter, she was dead and Yahushua raised her. Yahushua's friend that was dead, he raised him from the dead. So Yahushua was not the first one that was raised from the dead. He was the first one that was raised from the dead and ascended into heaven alive. That's what makes the difference. The other two didn't ascend into heaven alive. Lazarus was the friend of Yahushua. I'm just thinking so many names and people that comes up. Because a lot of the things that I minister, it just comes as the Ruach is showing it to me, giving it to me. So Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he didn't ascend alive into heaven. Which makes Yahushua the only Elohim, in brackets God, that erased, that ascended into heaven alive. Not one other one. Yeah, the Islam people would tell you that's why they have the dome, the Rock of the Dome in Israel, the Table Mount, because Muhammad ascended into heaven from there. No, he hasn't. He hasn't, because his bones is in Mecca, Badima. so it's impossible. Yearly in December, like Ramadan, as many as possible, millions of the Islam people goes to Madiba, where the bones, where the grave is of Muhammad, the Prophet. Now if his bones is there, how could he ascend it into heaven? It's impossible. It's impossible. But Yahushua was alive. And he's the only Elohim who's ascended into heaven. But with the promise that he's coming back to take us so that we can be where he is. Hallelujah. Let's read Hebrews 11 verse 20. Hebrews 11 verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come in the future, moving towards the seed, the one seed, Yahushua. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph. Now, who was the sons of Joseph? Do you know by hand? Just like that. Ephraim and Manasseh. So, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed his grandsons. He blessed both the sons of Joseph. And when we look at the history, we'll find that Manasseh, with the tribe of Judah, drawn away from the other tribes, and they combined, from them came the tribe of Israel. And then later years there became war between Ephraim and Judah, and they moved away. So Judah continued being the bloodline, the main bloodline further on of the nation of Israel. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, and worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. In other words, he had a staff that he stood on, and he laid on it. He was old. He has done his time. And now he's blessing his two grandsons. There must be a question mark. Why hasn't any one of the other grandsons been blessed? Why only the two sons of Joseph? Because Joseph was the loving son of Jacob. Joseph had a special place in the heart of Jacob. And these two sons was very special to him. Because he thought, Jacob thought, that the lions has killed him when he was a youngster. I'm talking about Joseph. And then when he was exported to Egypt, where he became the savior for Israel, becoming a king in the Pharaoh's kingsmanship, and where he ruled over the province, gathering the food because of the drought that was there. We know the history. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. By faith, Joseph, when he died, we see how the generations is going on, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel concerning the time that they have come, and gave commandment concerning his bones. He knew, Joseph knew that he was is going to be captured, that with his sons, his, the nation of Israel will be captured by the Egyptians for 430 years. They will be kept in bondage, slavery. And you know what happened? Israel was so many years in slavery that they forgot about the promises and the promise, the main promise that was made to the forefather Abram. Why? Because the Israelites became bearers of idol worshipping. And the way they had to slave for 430 years. They forgot everything. The traditions and the ways that were taught to them. So what did Joseph do? By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. And gave commandment concerning his bones. So one day when you will come out of slavery, you will take my bones to the promised land. By faith, Hebrews 11:23, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Joseph, Moses, when he was born, was a very beautiful baby. But although there already Yahweh had a plan with Moses. And after many years in our own lives, we pick up certain things that happen in our lives. And you will know what I'm talking about. Where certain things early in our childhoods was already pointing towards certain things that will happen when we are adults. Meaning that there's a certain way that we were guided. I mean, in my own life, starting to sit with my father, asking questions when I was 11 years old. Can you imagine that? Sitting with my father with Bible studies when I was 13 years old. Coming to repentance when I was 15 years old. Start preaching the gospel when I was 17 years old. Only going to Bible college and everything many years later, after I was married and everything. Today, in my ministry, a lot of times I would refer to things that I picked up in my childhood. The things that my father would used to say. The scriptures that my father used to quote. As a young boy, as a young man, it fell in my spirit. And I started to quote that scriptures. Why? Because I grew up with it. And this is what is important. And I'm sure even you, if you think at certain things that happen in your life, how Yahweh has actually guided you to experience certain things in your childhood that will direct you. I mean, we grew up very, very, very poor in the poorest area in Germiston. And we were not ashamed that we were poor. That actually motivated us to make something of our lives. If I think of the area where we grew up in Simmerenjack, the old mine area in Germiston, Driehoek. If there came 50 children from from that area, then I would say 49 of that 15 children, we were all poor. Our parents were, our fathers were miners. They worked for the mine. That's why we lived in the mine houses in that area. And that was the time that it was poor. It was just after the recession. We were basically the next generation. So when we look at that, many years later in my life, one day I was sitting thinking that if there came 50 children from Simon and Jack, from that area, being born and raised in that area, do you know that about 49, 48 of that children became entrepreneurs, became business people, and some of them grew massive businesses? Why? Because the situation that we were living in drove us to believe that we can become something better and have something better than what we had grown up with. This is also in the spirit. We need not just to sit on one little island somewhere in the Pacific. No. We need to come out of that circumference and break into the area where Yahweh wants us to be. Use your situation today to be a stepping stone for something that will happen tomorrow. Did you hear what I say? Use your situation today as a stepping stone of what you will have become tomorrow. There's something to think about. Instead, you have the whole weekend to think about it. And to Yahweh all the glory. If His Father's will, we will see each other on Monday. Maranatha. Yahweh sure is coming back again. Hallelujah.